This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, good to know that Mac and I, are we good? I think we're all right. All right, microphone's fixed. I'm sure there's a lot of you that want mine to be turned off the rest of the day.
You don't think Jamar Chasers get paid? You think Jamar Chase is washed?
No, I don't think he deserves $40 million to stay on a team that needs a lot of help. I always like to use, real quickly before we get into it, I'm surprised Fesco's letting us adopt bits from After Hours, but I appreciate it. But
Shout It Out's coming back. So.
Oh, yeah. Somebody finally stopped texting that. They were like, day 41 of Shout It Out request. Day 42. It stopped at like day 45. I always kind of give the Jamar Chase analogy of like when I was a kid, like my mom was like, you can have like this one outfit for $100, nice sweater, nice pants, but that's it. Or we can go to like Old Navy or American Eagle and you can get a couple pair of pants, a couple pair of shirts and have that for school. And I always went with the more than just the one. Now, again, that's 14, 13-year-old Dusty, not 24-year-old Jamar Chase, who just put a triple crown year up. So, like, again, and people that say that they should be on, they want to stay together. I just told Mac this. I'm like, dude, if ESPN called and said, hey, here's $100,000 to come be an anchor for us, and we've been together for 2 years, I'd be like, dude, go. Like, go get the money.
I wouldn't think twice.
Yeah, I'd be like, go get it. Like, yeah, I love you. I think you're great.
You should be looking every day. Yeah. I mean, honestly, everybody should be looking every day and marketing themselves and seeing what's out there. Because if you're not, nobody else is for you. And so I'll never begrudge an athlete for going to get his at all, ever.
No.
Never once.
From 913, I know who Bob Fesco is, but who are legend Mike and John? Okay. Let's get to the out of left field question. That's right. Out of left field question brought to you by absolutely no one. Do you want me to play it? I can do it. It's okay if you want. We used to do this on After Hours. We would do it every night.
Did you invent the out of left field question?
I did.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if I invented the actual phrase, yeah, but I started on the show and it brought fan engagement. So the reason I would do it is I would do it every night at 8 o'clock. Because 8 o'clock, late night, yeah, you know, oh, yeah, who's still, yeah, listening? Boy, everybody, I mean, you've done After Hours,
yes,
and you've done this
people
question,
love
and
it
loads up.
Yes.
So a sponsor is not there, but they could step up. 913-586-7965. What's one thing that a lot of people can do that you wish you could?
There's a lot of things on that list. Sing.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. No, I do.
There's
the
a
older
guy that
I get
here that you could take lessons from.
I'm better than him. I just wish I could sing better, I should say, that I do.
Again, the out of left field question here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac. What's the one thing that you wish you could do that a lot of people can't? For me, it's play the guitar. I've said for 3 years now my New Year's resolution was to learn how to play the guitar. I got to get lessons, man. I don't want to be the guy that gets around the bonfires like, check this out, it's called water. You know, I don't want to be that guy, but I'd love to be able to pick it. I'd like to figure
Spectre
out.
Spectre has a guitar if you're looking for it. He took
I have a guitar.
He
I have
took
acoustic
lessons for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember him saying that a decade ago.
Yeah, yeah, and so he's looking to sell the guitar if anybody wants to take a guitar lesson.
No,
Spectre's got one.
I have one. I've told myself I was going to drive to Meyer Music in Blue Springs, walk in and be like, how do I learn how to play guitar? And just do that. Or maybe find somebody that's really cool that, like, you teach me how to play guitar, and I'll just sit there and rip sports takes. Not that that's what you want,
I don't think anybody wants that.
You'd be surprised.
You trade me guitar lessons for me to rip sports takes? Yeah, I'll charge you for those guitar lessons.
You'd be surprised how many people want to hang out with you. I'm a professional musician, 30 years on guitar, Dusty, if you're interested. Yes.
There you go.
Let's figure it out. 913-586-7965. Jay Southland Total Service text line. It's the Out of Left Field question on Fesco and Dusty with Mac. What's one thing that a lot of people can do that you wish you could? Dr. Mackenstein?
Whistle. Can't whistle. I'd be up there. Yeah, thank you. 785 took my other one, which is dunk a basketball.
Yeah, you never do it. Well, on an actual regulation size.
Regulation. Ball, yeah. I got to a tennis ball. Could never get a basketball.
Mm-hmm. From the 816, grow hair on my head.
That's a good one. Yeah, I like that.
Somebody says
stop growing it out of your ears and nose, too.
Yeah. The other one I would say is I wish I could snowboard.
Ooh, yeah.
I watch videos of people that go to like Colorado in the winter and go hit the slopes.
I wish I could ski.
Yeah. Water ski or
no,
ski?
Either. Yeah, either would be fine.
Because after what, the reason I got this question in my head, because I was watching the hockey game last night, I'm like, I bet it'd be awesome to be like really good at ice skating.
Oh, yeah.
So fun.
Like the way the, even the refs, like, I'm, which,
oh, dude, yes.
Former players, it suck, but yeah. Like, to be able to just like hit that backward skate, then stop and hit that snow scene. Mm. Somebody says they wish they could speak multiple languages.
I agree with that as well. It's a great one. Yeah. I'm battling my daughter now about continuing taking Spanish. The worst thing I ever did was not take more embrace it. But also, too, we didn't start taking foreign languages until we were in seventh grade. And by that time, it's hard. Your brain's already developed for that kind of stuff. And so like, that's why we started our kids at two taking Spanish.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good for you. That's good. That's
was
awesome.
Very adamant that they were going to do that because it's one of the biggest regrets in my life. Mm-hmm. And I always tell the story of Dana Liebengood at KU telling me, get back to New Jersey. You're enrolling in Spanish and you're going to take Spanish all your whole time at KU because baseball's turning into a very Latin sport. And this was 1994. I'm like, nah. And so here we sit. I'm like, to this day, 31 years later, I'm still kicking myself that I didn't embrace learning a foreign language fluently. Spanish.
I took Spanish 1 and 2 in high school. Shout out Miss Buchanan. And then working in the restaurant helped significantly help me learn Spanish. Because Latino workers, they don't really all speak fluent English. They want to respect you. You want to respect them. Learn a little bit of their language. And they'll learn a little bit of yours. How do you say that guy sucks, man? Like, oh, come here, I'll tell you. How do I say this guy sucks in Spanish,
exactly.
Lupe?
Yeah.
Somebody says, snap my fingers. I wish I could break 80 in golf. Praise be. That's a tough thing to do. Play piano. That'd be awesome.
That's a good one, too.
A lot of people say if you want to learn how to play guitar, you got to learn how to play the piano first.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you get two birds, one stone. That'd be awesome. Blow a bubble with gum. Tell my wife no.
Tell your wife no.
Yeah,
wow.
Everybody else can do that you just simply can't.
Wow.
I can't tell my wife no.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Choose your wife telling us no.
Damn. Somebody says, at this point, I just want to walk on two legs again. I broke my ankle before the Friday before the AFC Championship game. I'm so tired of being home every day.
Oh, man.
Damn.
You've been home anyway because of the weather, so don't let that bother you.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller.
Yeah, a little Troy texting in this morning. Yeah. Good. Yeah.
I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a baseball bat. Miss Buchanan was hot. She was my teacher, too. Oh, well.
There you go.
Shout out, Miss Buchanan. I was also her teacher's aide. It was awesome. It was great. I got to grade Spanish papers. Everybody got an A. And I got to go to lunch whenever I wanted. It was a good time in high school. I wish I could be on a sports talk radio show. It isn't easy, but to talk sports, entertain thousands of people who listen. It's fun.
Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah. Fly an airplane. I don't know if I ever. I mean, that'd be cool, but like watching all these airplane crashes over the last 2 weeks, I'm like, eh.
Yeah, recently, not so much. Yeah. I don't want to go on one of those little tiny planes, man.
Yeah. Bob wishes he could tell his wife to get him a banana split.
That's true. Yeah.
I hope you get one this weekend.
Yeah.
And I mean the ice cream. There you go. Grow a mustache. I want to be Tom Selleck instead. I look like I shouldn't be allowed 100 yards within a school. You got to just let it go.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, you gotta let it go.
Somebody said grow facial hair or grow hair on their head. Is that what the one was? The breaking, the Yankees are now allowing their players to have facial hair.
Wow, no way. Oh, I'd have a Fu Manchu like today. I guess you could always have that.
Groomed beards moving forward.
So you can't have like the Charlie Blackman, but you could have like the, I don't know.
I don't know who decides what a well-groomed beard is. Like who's making that decision? Is it Hal Steinbrenner? Is it you? Is it the general public? Does it go to a vote if somebody says it's not well-groomed, but you think it is? And so well-groomed beards moving forward now. If you're the Yankees, you could have facial hair. I kind of liked it when they didn't. You know, you didn't see a lot of the dumb mustaches that these guys have today because they do look stupid.